Welcome to NFT Heat. We're bringing the top NFT thought leaders straight to you. If there's something you enjoyed on this episode, and we really hope you did, please take a screenshot of the episode and make sure to tag us on Twitter at NFT Heat. We really appreciate your support, and you are the only reason we're growing. So to help us, please subscribe and leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. We'll then give your review a shout out on a future episode. Welcome to NFT Heat. Whether you're inside the industry or new to the NFT space or an NFT OG, we're going to provide you with the necessary NFT alpha to crush. We'll bring in the top guests and deep dive into how NFTs will transform the metaverse, DeFi, and social tokens. I'm Justin Shankro, the king of alpha. Well, I haven't said that in a few days, huh? I mean, it's been at least a few days. From child actor to adult actor to Stanford to NFT entrepreneur, I am here with my stellar co-host, John Kraske. He was an executive in the design space and totally reinvented himself with a new career in the NFT world, running NFT companies. He's in the trenches every day, learning, growing, and seeking alpha. John, what's new in the NFT space today? What's going on?
What is going on, Justin? I don't know. That is actually a fantastic question. Every day is something new, but I'm actually doing something non-NFT related right now. I'm trying to help my mom buy some bananas and potatoes online because Seattle is snowed in. So
love it.
But I wish there was. I wish there was an NFT to help mom buy bananas and potatoes when there's a snowstorm.
Well, that's very kind of you to be doing that. And for all of our listeners out there, if you can come up with a way for John to buy an NFT so he can deliver bananas to his mom, that'd be awesome. We'll give you a 5-star review. As you know, we're two NFT insiders that are going to bring in the top NFT thought leaders in the space to help you learn the emerging trends and opportunities each and every week in 30 minutes or less. So let's get into it.
Today's guest is Ben Arnon. Ben previously worked at Google and now is the co-founder of Curio, which is a leading marketplace for NFTs from the biggest names in entertainment. He is also the co-founder of Color Farm Media, a major film and TV company. In addition, Ben is a tremendous NFT photographer and has some very exciting projects launching in 2022. Welcome to NFT Heat, Ben.
Thanks for having me, guys. I appreciate it. I hope that you get those groceries for your mom.
Yeah, man. I don't know. Like Hasid right now is he's at the grocery store. He's trying to get him where we've opened up the chat app, actually. So I don't know. He may need to do a replacement here with either the bananas or the potatoes. I'm not sure. So I'll keep you posted, though. So that may be going on. I may be chatting with Hasid as this podcast is being recorded.
All right. Well, you make it work with mom and Hasid to get those bananas. In the meantime, we're going to bring some alpha to our listeners with Ben. Stoked to have you here, Ben. We're going to get it right into a 5-question lightning round. And from that point, we will go deeper, providing some alpha to our listeners. First question, John, what are you hitting Ben with?
Ben, what is your favorite crypto?
Good question. I'm quite bullish on Solana still. They had a nice run in 2021, but I think there's still a lot more room left for Solana to grow. Near Protocol has also had a nice run recently. And I'm also bullish on the Sandbox and Decentraland, since everyone and literally their mom and your mom who's getting those groceries seems to be talking about the metaverse these days. So I'd say those.
Ben, why should people care about NFTs?
You know, NFTs are the future of everything. NFTs are community, their culture, content. NFTs, I believe, will be people's passport in the future to experiences. And NFT and Web3 are the internet of value and will ultimately unlock the full potential of the creator economy and beyond. So I think people should care about NFTs because if they sleep on them, they'll literally be dinosaurs in the future.
Awesome. Amazing. Yep.
Question 3, Ben, is it too late for people to invest in NFTs?
No, it feels like that every day, but no, I think it may feel that way for some projects, but the NFT space will continue to evolve in really innovative and exciting ways. I think there's still a ton of value to be captured from collecting and from investing in NFTs. I've personally started to turn a lot of my attention to collecting photography NFTs, which I think will massively explode in 2022. And you know, when all is said and done, you know, 2021 has seen around, I think it's going to be about $25 billion in NFT sales, which is a huge increase from 2020. But it's a drop in the bucket from where we'll be in a few years. And so, you know, I think in a couple of years, we won't even refer to them as NFTs. They'll just be our digital assets that we own. You know, the concept will become increasingly mainstream and the term NFTs will fade and just give way to digital assets as more and more mainstream brands sort of enter into the space. It's kind of like, think MP3 sort of fading into iTunes and streaming. So, you know, people will just come to expect that digital assets are sort of what they, you know, how they engage in certain ways. So no, I think it's, even though it feels like it a lot, I don't think it's too late for people to get in on the NFT game.
Super cool. Wow. I feel like we got to quote that and just play that on loop because that was an awesome answer, Ben. You talked about crypto and obviously there's a lot of parallels. Maybe it's the same answer, but question four, favorite blockchain?
It's actually a different answer. My favorite blockchain, I'm just going to have to go with Ethereum. You know, I know gas fees can be expensive and frustrating, but Ethereum is still the most dominant and most widely adopted blockchain network. And in my opinion, the concept of smart contracts on the Ethereum blockchain from, you know, 2013, 14 is probably one of the most groundbreaking innovations in the history of the world and enables technological advancements such as NFTs and DAOs and so many other incredible concepts. So I'm going to go with Ethereum.
That's a good one. That's a good one. Very popular. Fifth and final question, Ben. What do you say to people that say NFT photography is just a fad?
I would say stay on the sidelines at your own peril. Those are the same people that probably also said that about Bored Ape Yacht Club, which now has over $3 billion worth of sales volume. They probably said that about Bitcoin, about Ethereum, about social media marketing. I learned a long time ago that it's best to always lean in to emerging technology, or you really do become a dinosaur quickly. And, you know, for me, I think recently on a podcast or some kind of interview, Gary Vee said it best. He said, we have enough animals and adjectives in the NFT space at this point. So I think 2022 will be the year of NFT photography. NFT photography, and also I think music will have a big year. To me, the use case for NFT photography is just incredibly compelling, but it's also just so obvious. So if people think it's a fad, I think that they should try to get on board as quickly as possible.
Love it. I knew that was going to put a little fire under you, Ben. I had to throw that question in there, of course. And guess what? Perfect 5 out of 5, all-star status. You crushed that lightning round. That was some serious alpha there. Woohoo! I love it. Now, diving a little bit deeper, Ben, can you tell us a little bit about how you got in the crypto and NFT space? I know you've been in here for a while. I'm always learning from you. So can you share it with our listeners?
Yeah, it's interesting. I've had starts and stops, honestly. You know, I first bought Bitcoin in December 2013. And I thought about buying earlier that year, but I just never pulled the trigger. And I remember when I purchased that first Bitcoin, the market literally crashed the next morning. Like literally the next morning, there was news that China was banning cryptocurrency. And I had bought on Coinbase. And it took like 4 days for the trade to like fully clear. And when the trade fully cleared, the value of Bitcoin was like half of what I had paid. So, you know, in my head, I knew this is probably a good thing. I should just be double and tripling down. I should be buying a ton more. But of course, I got nervous. I didn't buy any more at that time. I bought a little bit more in 2014 and 15, not nearly as much as I should have. And then took a little bit of a break from it. So then I got very involved in late 2016 and then deeply involved in the blockchain community in 2017 and 18. I was buying and trading ICOs. I was meeting tons of people that were building in the space. I was attending like every conference you can imagine, just learning as much as possible. And, you know, I think you guys can relate to this as like everyone I speak with. When you start going down that rabbit hole in the blockchain space, once you dive in, it becomes increasingly fascinating so quickly. Like you start reading about game theory and tokenomics and so many other like really, really cool concepts. And so, you know, you just get pulled in. I think one of my most memorable early experiences in blockchain and crypto was attending the first ever Crypto Explorers business trip that went. It was a whole bunch of us from all around the world, and we met up in Crypto Valley in Zug, Switzerland. This is August 2017. And it's crazy how much I learned on that trip. And just some of the relationships that I made actually were literally probably, you know, life-changing at this point. So yeah, it's been a wild ride. I remember, you know, in 2017 going into 18, thinking 2018 is going to be a massive year. Security tokens are going to explode. And, you know, the crypto space in general is going to mature. And none of that happened. It turned out to be just a massive, massive crypto winter. And so, you know, have definitely been through, you know, the ups and the downs. And, you know, it's been a wild ride.
Love it. Love it. So, Ben, you're at the intersection of tech, Web3, and entertainment. Can you tell us about Curio? What is it like for you to onboard brands into the NFT space?
Yeah, Curio has been great. So Curio is a leading NFT platform. We're focused on entertainment brands. We work across movies, TV, music, graphic novels, and we've launched NFTs for, you know, things like the TV series American Gods. That's with Fremantle and Starz. We've launched NFTs around movies from Universal Pictures and other major film studios, recording artists like Serj Tankian. He's the frontman from System of a Down and Goody Mob and others. And it's been great. We started building in August of 2020. So we were really early. We officially launched our first NFTs in February of 2021. And that was crazy because that just coincidentally coincided with the enormous mainstream explosion of NFTs. You know, I remember like around this time, actually November, December last year, when we were speaking with entertainment companies and IP owners and, you know, trying to bring them on as partners, we weren't even calling these things NFTs. We were saying digital collectibles because we just figured that no one that we were speaking with was going to know anything about NFTs and that they wouldn't know what the hell we were talking about. So, but, you know, in general, we're doing some really exciting things at Curio, particularly around NFTs as storytelling vehicles. So, you know, and not just NFTs, not just to serve as like a token gated paywall for viewing content, but literally to serve as the mechanism for telling stories. And I'm really excited about that. I'm super excited about NFTs as IP. You know, during the past decade, Hollywood has salivated over IP, like mainly from comic books and from podcasts. And they salivate over that because then they want to leverage that IP as source material for movies and TV shows. And so I truly believe NFTs are the new IP incubator. And what we're going to see, especially in 2022 and beyond, is tons of IP as NFT first IP being generated. We're talking about characters, storylines, world building. If you think about it, that's the same thing that Marvel does. And so we'll see that coming out of the NFT space in the future. And Curio is very much at the forefront of NFTs and entertainment and storytelling.
Awesome. I'm so stoked. I'm fired up. This is so cool. Dude, you are dropping some alpha. In addition to Curio, and in addition to collecting and being in the crypto space for quite a long time, you're also an NFT photographer, which is pretty sensational. You touched on it in the lightning round about why you feel that NFT photography is just going to skyrocket in 2022. Can you talk to us a little bit about what is NFT photography? I mean, as we know, we're all kind of on Instagram. We all think we're photographers with our iPhone and our Android phone. What makes an NFT photographer special? And how do you really identify as a collector what to look at and to choose what to collect?
Yeah, it's a great question. And I think something that, you know, people are going to be asking themselves more and more as more photography comes into the NFT space. For me, I'm a documentary photographer, street photographer. And, you know, I learned several years ago about really kind of narrative storytelling through photography. People don't really think about photographs. They think about like an individual image. But I think what you want to look for with respect to NFT photography is really this notion of collections of images. And I'm super excited. I'm actually launching my Genesis NFT photography collection soon. To be honest, I'm a bit behind the curve. I should have been launching my NFT photo collections like 9 to 12 months ago, but you know, I was so deep in the work of building Curio, but now I'm really excited. I'm diving into the space as an artist myself, and I'll probably be launching the first collection in January. And you know, the collection is called Summer Lovin', and I've posted a few images so far on Twitter. It's around 30 images. So like, you know, different images that I made over the course of several years, probably like 3 or 4 summers. I made all of these images at either Venice Beach in LA or Coney Island, the Coney Island beach in Brooklyn. And, you know, they're images of couples in love and, you know, in love with each other, in love with life. And so, you know, I think that, you know, one of the things that we're seeing in the NFT space is collections like Justin Aversano's Twin Flames or Alejandro Cartagena's 50 Carpoolers or Where My Vans Go from Drift you know, that's what we're going to start to, as a collector, I think that's what you want to look for, is not just an individual, beautiful looking image, but, you know, is there a collection of images? And maybe there's actually a narrative storyline that's threaded through the various images that actually, you know, bring more power and more meaning to that actual collection as a body of work.
Wow. That is right there, the definition of NFT heat. So,
yep.
So
love it.
So Ben, can you talk about some of the exciting partnerships you've made in the NFT photography space, and which projects are you looking to launch in 2022?
Yeah. So, you know, after Summer Love, I have several collections that I'm aiming to launch. So, you know, stay tuned, more coming. But I'm also involved with launching a photo festival called La Loba. And I'm really excited. We're actually going to be officially announcing it soon. It'll be a hybrid festival, both offline and online, and really focused on storytelling and photography and the culture of photography. And the IRL portion, you know, the offline portion, will take place in September, but we'll also have virtual events all throughout the year, beginning in January. So I'm super excited about it. And we're aiming to partner with a lot of the great community organizations that are currently in the NFT photography space. You know, it's really such a beautiful time in the space because people are very supportive of one another and super collaborative as opposed to being competitive. I hope it remains that way. And so La Loba, we'll be announcing some partnerships soon that I'm really excited about. In particular, we'll very soon announce a meaningful and innovative partnership with Obscura. So we'll have a lot more details on that. But the space is incredible. People are so friendly and everyone is just really supportive of one another and of their work, which is a very unique thing to see.
Awesome. You're getting alpha early here. The announcement hasn't come and Ben is dropping it on NFT Heat. Love it. So in addition to NFT photography, you're also a participatory collector in DAOs. And that's been, a big part of your collection and a big aspect of your community, which is very exciting. You know, what are your thoughts on DAOs in 2022 and how can they be more accessible for kind of mainstream people as they get adopted in the NFT space?
Yeah, I've been a massive fan of the DAO concept since I first learned about it in 2016 and 17. And it's been fascinating to see how much traction DAOs have gained in 2021 and so much growth anticipated in 2022. I'm a member of a few DAOs, including Raw DAO, which is a photography-based DAO, FWB, and some others. And really, I'm trying to become a more active contributor and participate as much as possible, because I think that's how you learn. One of the things I love about the NFT space, just crypto in general, is that the level of intellectual curiosity amongst people in this space is so incredibly high. Like everyone that I meet, you know, is just trying to participate and learn as much as possible. I personally think that DAOs have the capacity to democratize access and opportunity in lots of different ways and in very meaningful, powerful ways. And I hope that DAOs will be able to flourish in 2022 and won't get weighed down with some of the regulatory hurdles that sort of impeded the security token market in 2018, because I think that there's a ton of innovation ahead of us and there's a ton of tooling, things like Snapshot and Coordinate and all these tools that are starting to be built around the DAO ecosystem. I think 2022 is the year for DAOs to explode, and I hope we see that.
Love it. So I'm actually going to call an audible, because you had mentioned something earlier in the podcast about NEAR protocol. And I'd love to just get your kind of take on why you're so excited about this blockchain.
I've got to be honest. I actually don't know much about NEAR protocol. So I was hoping that you wouldn't call that audible. I just pick up on on patterns like we all do. And just recently, I've just heard a lot more people talking about it and their price popped recently. And yeah. So it's one, I'll just be really honest, it's one that I'm starting to do a little more research on. But yeah, you know, I'd be BSing if I said that, I knew the ins and outs of the NEAR protocol.
No, but that's okay. But I mean, that's kind of the way this space works. A lot of times hear the same thing over and over again, and then you have to do your research. But the original question actually was, we'll do a bonus question here. So you've obviously been in the crypto and NFT space for a while, and you've seen a lot of bull and bear markets. Where do you think we are in the current NFT cycle?
Yeah, I think we're definitely still in the midst of a bull market. It does feel a bit similar to 2017, to December 2017. And like I said before, I was so bullish at that point. I thought we were headed into 2018 and massive growth was going to happen. And then we got into 2018 and literally, I think if you look at you know, CoinGecko, CoinMarketCap, like around January 8th, 2018, I think it's like where it peaked and it just fell off a cliff. It tanked and then just kept tanking and kept tanking for about 2 years. That crypto winter was rough. And I'll be honest, I pulled away from crypto a little bit in late 2018 and during most of 2019, it was rough. I don't think that we'll see the same thing happen in 2022. We will see some pullback, but overall, I think there's just a lot more maturity in the crypto space today than there was in 2018. And by maturity, I mean the ecosystem is more built out. There are more sophisticated tools for DAOs and DeFi and just in general. So I think, you know, the advancements of the future are built atop the advancements of the past. And with more sophisticated tools available to us now, I think that we're going to see less and less volatility in the future. With that said, I do believe that there will be a pullback at some point. I just don't think it'll be as severe or as long lasting as in the past. And I think, quite frankly, I think I'll be a lot smarter than I have been in the past. Like again, in 2013, when I bought that Bitcoin and then it crashed the next day, I should have tripled, quadrupled down and I ran away a little bit. In the future, you know, I wouldn't mind seeing prices come down a bit. And that's when some good buying takes place.
Man, you should have called me in 2013 and told me to double, triple down, take out every possible loan I could have imagined and bought every Bitcoin possible, okay?
Exactly. Same here.
It's great. So, I mean, you're in the NFT marketplace business with Curio. You see kind of OpenSea, which is maybe one, the kind of the, what they call the Amazon of NFTs with network effects and so many entrants now in 2022 with now Coinbase going to be launching a big NFT marketplace, a lot of other of these blockchains. I'm hearing whispers of them launching NFT marketplaces. You know, crypto.com has a big one. You guys have your own marketplace, which is amazing. What do you see the NFT space like in 2022?
Yeah, I think it's going to be incredible. I believe that OpenSea will continue to be quite dominant. They've had a massive year, but other entrants, like you said, Coinbase in particular, will eat into some of their market share. Coinbase, I think in a really important way, will also help to onboard more mainstream entrants into the NFT space, which is a very healthy and exciting thing to see occur. So 2022, I think, should be a really big year for NFTs.
Awesome. So this is a question we ask a lot of our guests, Ben, but what do you think of the current state of female representation in the crypto and NFT space, and maybe even beyond female, just underrepresented voices in the space?
Yeah. You know, another thing that, you know, part of my background is producing film and TV. I have a film and TV company called Color Farm Media. And my partner is actress, writer, producer, Erica Alexander. And our mission with Color Farm since day one has always been to bring greater equity and inclusion to film and TV. We produced the John Lewis documentary film in 2020 and, you know, other projects. So I'm passionate about diverse representation, inclusion, particularly in media and tech. I always have. Had a real focus on it my entire life. And at Curio, I'm proud to say that, you know, we've made since day one of our core pillars, you know, a focus on diverse representation. We've released NFTs with a number of female artists, and we've had a focus on a lot of, you know, working with a lot of Black creators as well. And I think it's super important that the crypto, the NFT, the metaverse worlds and these spaces, that they get built in an incredibly inclusive, you know, ways, and that the communities be incredibly inclusive and diverse. Because otherwise, quite frankly, all of this will just be falling short on the true promise and potential of blockchain and what this technology provides, which I believe is to democratize access and inclusion and opportunity.
Amazing. Amazing. So cool. Wow. What a great way to end the podcast. Thank you, Ben. You dropped some serious heat. Amazing alpha. I was taking notes, as you saw. John was also making, by the way, did you get the banana for your mom?
It literally just got a notice that Hasid has successfully procured the bananas and potatoes, and they are en route to my mom's house. So
yes.
How about that?
All right.
That's awesome.
So cool. Thank you, Ben. This was one of my favorite episodes. Tremendous alpha heat. Really, really excited as we're ending 2021 to see your vision come through in 2022 with NFTs, with NFT photography, the metaverse. We're all going in, and it's incredibly inspiring and exciting. All of our listeners out there, stay tuned. Next week, we'll bring in another NFT thought leader who's going to pop in with more alpha In the meantime, get collecting, continue learning, and continue growing. We're NFT Heat. A huge thank you to two of the creative engines behind this show. First, to LaFlex for the super smooth intro and outro music. What you're hearing is the song Love to You off his 2019 album, Flex Appeal. And lastly, a big thank you to Bernardo Rodriguez for the awesome logo for the show. You can check him out on Instagram at Art of Bernardo. Everyone, we just want to give you a massive thank you for listening to NFT Heat. Make sure to follow us on Twitter at NFT Heat, and we're looking forward to seeing you next week.